New heading. A final word on trust. Much of my focus in this chapter on building trust has been on things we can consciously do to build relationships of trust with others. On creating trust. The noun. But remember, trust is also a verb. I started part two of this book with the story of how early in my adult life, someone saw potential within me that far exceeded what I saw in myself. He saw beneath the surface, beyond the obvious and evident. He looked into my heart and eyes and spirit and saw the raw, undeveloped, unseen seeds of greatness that lie within each one of us. So he entrusted me with a charge and responsibility far beyond my experience and perceived ability. He gave me this trust without evidence, without proof. He simply believed and expected that I would rise to the challenge, and he treated me accordingly. It was an act of faith. But that act of faith so affirmed my worth and potential that I was inspired to see it in myself. His faith in me increased my own faith and vision of myself. I aspired to the highest and most noble inclinations within me. I was not perfect, but how I grew. It also became a philosophy of life to me. Affirm people. Affirm your children. Believe in them, not in what you see, but in what you don't see, their potential. True and profound are the words of the poet Goethe, who said, "Treat a man as he is, and he will remain as he is. Treat a man as he can and should be, and he will become as he can and should be." Close quote. In short, trust becomes a verb when you communicate to others their worth and potential so clearly that they are inspired to see it in themselves. Trust is not only the fruit of trustworthiness, it is also the root of motivation. It is the highest form of motivation. Love also becomes a verb. It is something you do. You love or serve others. You trust others. You see their worth and potential and provide opportunity and nourishment and encouragement. If they do not live true to this trust, it will deteriorate and they will not be inspired to see their own worth and potential. Then they won't have the ability to communicate to others their worth and potential. To them, trust will not be a verb. In fact, it will be very hard for an untrustworthy person to trust anybody or to believe in anybody in a sustainable way. Allow me to illustrate with a story I share often how love, like trust, can become a verb. At one seminar where I was speaking, a man came up and said, "Stephen, I like what you're saying, but every situation is so different. I mean, look at my marriage. I'm really worried. My wife and I just don't have the same feelings for each other we used to have. I guess I just don't love her anymore, and she doesn't love me. What can I do?" "The feelings aren't there anymore," I asked. "That's right," he reaffirmed. "And we have three children that we're really concerned about. What do you suggest?" "Love her," I replied. "I told you the feeling just isn't there anymore." "Then love her." "You don't understand. The feeling of love just isn't there." "Then love her. If the feeling isn't there, that's a good reason to love her." "But how do you love when you don't love?" "My friend, love is a verb. Love the feeling is a fruit of love the verb. So love her, sacrifice, listen to her, serve her, empathize, appreciate, affirm her. Are you willing to do that?" In the great literature of all progressive societies, love is a verb. It's reactive people that make it a feeling. They're driven by feelings. Hollywood has generally scripted us to believe that we are not responsible, that love is a feeling. But our Hollywood script does not describe the reality. If our feelings control our actions, it is because we have abdicated our responsibility and empowered them to do so. Proactive people make love a verb. Love is something you do, the sacrifices you make, the giving of self like a mother bringing a newborn into the world. If you want to study love, study those who sacrifice for others, even for people who offend or do not love in return. If you are a parent, look at the love you have for the children you sacrifice for. Love is a value that is actualized through loving actions. Proactive people subordinate feelings to values. love, the feeling, can be recaptured. Where is the very best place to give trust, to communicate people's worth and potential? Without any question, it's the family. If the family is dysfunctional, where is the next best place? The school. The teacher becomes like a surrogate parent who begins the trusting process again. Remember the power you hold to give your trust to others? You may open yourself to the risk of being disappointed, and you will need to be wise in the exercise of this power. But when you do, you give a priceless gift and opportunity to others. The greatest risk of all is the risk of riskless living. Now let's see a little film on this. This is the true story of Helen Keller and her teacher, Ann Sullivan. The film is titled Teacher. Helen Keller was deaf and blind. Ann Sullivan was legally blind herself and had a very neglectful and abusive childhood, but transcended it by finding meaning in serving one student, Helen Keller. The life and contributions of Helen Keller are truly inspiring, even amazing, and never-ending. Tens of millions of people have been directly or indirectly influenced by her. But the key to Helen Keller was her teacher, Ann Sullivan. As you watch this film found on the DVD in the book, study it through the lens of the two roads, the upper road to greatness and the lower road to mediocrity. Study how, through her choices, Ann Sullivan became a person of vision, discipline, passion governed by conscience, and the moral authority that developed within her through sacrifice and overcoming adversity. Study how Helen Keller became a balanced, integrated, powerful person after living in darkness from birth. Study how the relationship of trust between Ann and Helen was formed through constant deposits. Study the speedy, subtle communication that has enabled the patience, the persistence, the understanding, and the bonding that took place. In short, it is a beautiful story of two magnificent persons, great people, who found their own voices and devoted their lives to inspiring others to find theirs, breathing life into countless numbers throughout the world.